You know, here at OTS Media, we love to brag on our own, and we have in the studio this morning two interns, and they're helping us out in radio and in television. They come from Catawba Ridge High School. Their names are Pierce Morgan and Maddie Cryer. Yes, thank you, Maddie. I just know you as Maddie, like Madonna and Cher. And again, they go to Catawba Ridge High School, and they just got back from that big national convention. It's the Student Television Network National Convention that Joe Burke from the Fort Mill School District kind of alluded to just the other day. And they're here to kind of recap what they learned there in Tampa. And we get to brag on them, and you get to see some of the and see and hear from some of these young people who will be the face of journalism in a couple of years and what they do here at the radio station. So good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Thanks
morning.
For having us.
So you just came back from Tampa, Florida at the Student Television Network National Convention. Maddie, kind of set the stage for us. What does this look like?
So essentially it is high school news programs and film programs from all over the country. And they all come together for one convention, and there is a ton of different competitions for literally anything you could be interested in, from sports to film to news stories to PSAs to commentaries, literally anything you can think of in the world of journalism, film, all of that. And we get to compete against each other, inspire each other, and it's the best thing ever. It's so much fun.
Now, does it look like, do you do entries before you go? Do you do them live while you're at the convention? What does that look like?
So at the convention, there's two different award ceremonies. There's broadcast excellence, which is you get awarded for all of the stuff that you've put together throughout the entire year. And that's kind of a year to celebrate everything you've done throughout the entire school year. And then while you're at the convention, you are making specific different entries every day. And then those get awarded on the last day in closing ceremonies. So it's kind of a compilation of a bunch of different competitions.
That's great.
But during the convention, when you're doing these competitions, you're getting that day's assignment.
Yes, sir.
That you have to turn pretty quickly. And then Pierce, walk us through some of what you all won, including the Crazy Eights Morning Show Division One. You came in second place there. What on earth is this?
Yeah, the Crazy Eight is the big one. So you have 8 hours, and we did morning show to make an 8-minute morning show. So basically, we did two Crazy Eight competitions, but it was over half the people that went, and we all combined to make the show. So it splits out into different groups, and people make stories, and Maddie and Eric anchored it, and then we had someone record them. And then we kind of all have to work as a team at the same time in this 8-hour frame, because 8 hours is a lot quicker than you would think it actually is.
I'm so glad you said that, because I don't think people realize if you're just hearing you have 8 hours to put together a newscast, you might think, gosh, it's a lot of time. Mm-hmm. I mean, you turn around and it's 7 hours and 30 minutes
that you've insane.
That's gone. So you have like 30 minutes left. So I'm glad you pointed that out.
Yeah, you're feeling the intensity right at the end of the deadline. But that was fun.
You all at Catawba Ridge High School, you also got awards or honorable mentions for your anchor team, sports highlight editing, vertical NAT package. It's called a natural package. It just means where there's just no really sound bites. It's all just natural sound, and a short film and a weather report. So those are, again, categories where you all either won or got an honorable mention. It's pretty impressive. And you're going against schools. It doesn't matter their size or their budget.
Nah.
No.
At the competition, everyone's the same.
Yeah, there are a lot of private schools there, and their budget is like insane compared to ours. But we did really good for a public school. And yeah, this was our best year, like awards-wise. We got two first places in vertical short film and sports highlight editing, which is what I did. And then the Crazy Eight getting second. That was our first time even placing honorable mention. So that one was really big, too.
We also want to brag on Nation Ford High School. They also won awards, as well as Fort Mill High School.
Yes, sir.
And really, no matter what, we were just saying this to y'all off the mics, and we want to say it on the mic. You're already so far ahead of where we were when we were sitting, you know, in your seats. I mean, we knew at this age, when we were your age, what we wanted to do, but the opportunities that y'all have been given is incredible, and y'all are going to do very well. I mean, you're already well beyond where we were, well beyond your years. I mean, and so skilled already. Like, you know, your parents should be very proud, and we're proud. And, you know, it shows that there's hope for the future. You know, we joked about this yesterday. We have the opportunity to joke about it today. But, you know, we know that there's going to be people that can take our seats one day. And so, again, just kudos. And you really are. It's totally impressive. And y'all had the opportunity to work with the Marley Drew Sullivan Foundation.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
And so I think it was Cora and Maddie, you said that you also worked on that story. And I did. I showed it to our board and they were completely blown away. They were like, this is like students. Like, we thought it was Charlotte. And so I think that's just a huge kudos to all of you and your team, and of course, Miss McKimmy. So congrats.
Thank you.
Your teacher over there at Catawba Ridge High School is Karn McKimmy, and she is a force to be reckoned with. Mm-hmm. She is unbelievable. When I'm around her, I'm like a sponge trying to soak up as much as we can learn. Maddie, if folks are not familiar with what a news program now looks like in high school, when we were in high school, you stood against like a screen in the library and you read a couple
or
of announcements.
Bookcase.
Yeah. Like, it was like entry level, basic, almost bottom of the basement type of reporting. And it was a couple of morning announcements and that's it. But how has that changed over maybe the last 20 years? What does it look like now?
So I think we've bumped it up a couple notches, but our category is daily taped morning show. So we produce a show every single morning and have it air to our school. We post it on YouTube, and basically we'll have stories in it at least like 2 to 3 times a week. And mostly it goes over the announcements. It recaps all sports. So that's every day, Monday through Thursday. Friday, we call it our Big Friday show. And that has two anchors. So it's dual anchored. We have a weather report, his sports segment, which is dual anchored on a desk in a green screen room that completely recaps everything that happens. They have a play of the week. In football season, we used to do picks. So we would move
fun.
The desk around to different classrooms, get teachers and say, what are your picks for the week? And we would do South Carolina football games. And so that was really, really fun.
Man, I went to school at the wrong time. I would have eaten this up.
Yes.
This is great. And then at the football games, when they're at home, you brought the news desk down to the field.
That was
like
so
we
much
see
fun.
Broadcast live.
On the NFL.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Which I knew was a huge hurdle to get over, and you all found a way to make it happen.
Yeah, that was, it was basically us lifting that desk into his truck every Friday, moving it down to the field, and then
were long days, but it was fun.
Work.
Well, you're getting a sample of what the real world is like.
Yes,
and you intern here at the broadcast house, and Pierce, tell our audience what you all do day in and day out here.
Yeah, so we come here 2 to 4 during the week, and we're assigned a story. We listen to audio clips, we cut the audio, and we basically write it together, make 3 different versions of every story so it can come out on the radio whenever it's done.
And you also voice it.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, because Maddie, you've been...
I've gotten the opportunity to do that a bunch of times. It's really, really fun, and it's crazy to hear myself on here.
You still haven't gotten over that. You think you do it all,
sure.
No one likes the way they look or ever sound. That will never change, I promise you. And then Pierce, we'll start with you, and then Maddie, continue it after this. Where do you go from here? You're both seniors at Catawba Ridge High School. Again, they're involved in their school's broadcasting program. I assume this is a field you're interested in, but Pierce... Where do you go at when you graduate in May?
Yes, sir. So I'm going to head to South Carolina, but I'm majoring in sports media, so I want to stay in the sports broadcasting realm. My goal is one day to be an on-camera personality at ESPN. I know that's like super high goal, and like I'm not like an athlete, but that's the dream right there. And all throughout college, it's going to be like working towards that. So reporting for football games, basketball games, learn about baseball, soccer, softball is big down there. So like really all the sports have my hand in everything. That's the goal.
You'll get there 100%.
We'll see
you. You get your foot in the door. You seem like you're up for a challenge. You got to do kind of the grunt work, so to speak, and then you will be honored and remembered for your hard work. It will pay off. And then, Maddie, what about you?
So I'm going to University of Alabama, and I'm majoring in news media. I'm not completely sure where my career is headed yet. Obviously, Alabama, the athletics are amazing, and I have a super fun time doing sports and all of that, but I also like the broadcasting news side of it, too. So I'm kind of in between that now. I bet I'll discover more of that in college, but either one, I'm excited for it.
Well, we are certainly proud of you, one, because you're you're part of the family here at OTS Media, so we get to see your work. And again, that's how everyone gets their start in this line of work. You kind of got to do the jobs that no one really wants to do, but it's part of the process. You have to listen to interviews. You have to edit. You have to lift heavy things. You have to move stuff around. Yeah. If you do it, you do get rewarded. We have seen that day in and day out. You have to work the crazy schedules. You have to work late on a Friday night. I'm sure after the football games are over with on Friday night, your friends go elsewhere and gather and go to a restaurant, and you all are still packing up your gear and editing. You do miss out on a couple things. Yeah. you might miss out on a couple things, but you still get to enjoy being a young person. And again, it's just remarkable what you all are able to do. So folks listening, even if they have no connection to Catawba Ridge High School, they can go on YouTube and watch your work. Is that right?
Yes, sir. We have a YouTube page called Catawba Ridge News. And also our Instagram is Catawba Ridge News. I'm pretty sure is the handle, too. Mm-hmm.
Well, again, congratulations to the three schools in the Fort Mill School District. They took part in the Student Television Network National Convention that was held recently in Tampa. You just heard from two of the young people from Catawba Ridge High School. Shout out to Nation Ford High School and Fort Mill High School. Those news programs also came back with honors and trophies. And Maddie and Pierce, again, intern here at OTS Media, and I'm pretty sure that we'll always keep the microphones on for y'all if y'all ever want to come back, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you.